The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Andrew Zimmern, Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations, another season. Tomorrow night, right, Puss?
Next Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday.
He's week from tomorrow.
Calling in about 10 minutes. Don Rickles died. More people in the Deadpool had Don Rickles. 140-some, you mentioned?
154 players had Don Rickles.
Did you hear what De Niro said? That he was pissed because Rickles told him he'd make it to 95. I read that line. It was great. I'll get that ready to go.
All right. We are currently in the H's of the players that had Don Rickles.
We began with P.
Yes, we began with P. Yes, Philip McCrack is was where we started.
Yeah, he kicked it all off.
Yes,
that's where we always start.
Hashtag blame Luke gets a hit. As does, hey, Todd, what happened to your leg? And, hey, Tyler, cheese is a hat.
Gets a hit.
As does honorable rectal discharge.
Honorable rectal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, the Cider family checks in.
All right.
Yes, this is Justin.
Oh,
I am
okay.
Justin gets a hit. Let's see.
Usually one of the Cider family
gets a good hit.
Gets involved in almost every hit.
Yes, it would seem. I love the Black Caucus gets a hit. I love when Betty White pegs me gets a hit.
Yeah. Nice visual.
I'm too pretty for condoms.
She's probably pretty gentle.
At this point.
Yeah.
And you are.
I'm too pretty for condoms.
Yeah.
I should golf in Beamer. Got a hit.
Okay.
Ivan, jam it.
I have an idea who that is.
Okay.
It's a guy who golfs in Beamer a lot.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
He's just throwing a plug out there, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I know. He's like the Chicago Doghouse guy.
Right,
he's throwing
the
a plug
only
out there.
It's a shameless plug. Yeah.
Well, I like that one better than Chicago Doghouse guy.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I should golf in Beamer. Right. Well, yeah.
Now it's put people say, how's your golf there?
I should golf at the Chicago Doghouse. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. He doesn't specifically say where.
Right.
However, I believe there's only one golf course.
But I assume that's a ball golf course.
It is a ball golf course. May be more than one, but this would be probably the most prominent one.
Okay.
I know he listens.
All right. Ivan, jam it down my rabbit hole. Gets a hit. As does Jean Jacket Spankoff. And Jim Sucks, play some Blackout.
Young people are digging this song. Every
they
time
are.
We do this, they all download it.
Yes.
You know, every couple weeks we do this, guy gets a hit.
Yeah.
Klaus Meiner goes, holy crap, what's up?
Yeah.
Who download Blackout again? Just the song, not the album.
Okay. Emails and Facebook
I know.
Notes. I've never heard that song before. Right. Thank you for introducing me to it. Jim Sucks.
Play some Blackout.
If I have anything to say about it, that guy is going to win this year.
He may
He's
get
got
like
two 50, hits recently, right?
At least, yes, he has.
He may get like 15 hits.
Yeah, he might. his list of 10 might get 15 hits.
He may be the most culturally significant guy participating in the death pool.
Oh, man, good stuff.
He has introduced a lot of people to that song.
Yeah. We are also celebrating.
The song's 35 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
1982.
We are also celebrating National Cannabis Awareness Month.
Oh, yeah. In every month, you potheads. That's what I heard.
I forget.
I'm aware.
Anybody that smokes pot.
I forget sometimes.
I know. A lot of people smoke pot.
That smoke pot.
I mean, I don't know any good people that smoke pot.
Right. There's no good people.
I know everybody that smokes pot.
I smoke pot.
There's no good people that smoke pot.
Even though half the country has some form of legalized pot.
Damn right.
Including the state of North Dakota.
And Republicans smoke pot, too. Do you guys have any Republicans that smoke pot?
Yeah, a lot of them.
No, do you know any of them personally?
Yes.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad. I knew they existed. I just don't know. My Republican buddies are just drunks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know pothead Trump fan.
Oh, that is wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That guy should not be.
He's conflicted.
I don't even want to talk about
that. He doesn't
think so. I don't want to talk about that guy. All right. I don't know who he is, but I don't want to talk about him. That messed me up.
French researchers are offering to pay volunteers $18,000 for doing nothing. And that's the hard part.
Oh.
Doing nothing. I mean, nothing.
What does that mean?
So
nothing.
It's one like where you got to lay in bed for 3 months?
You
got to
lie flat on your back for 2 months. Period.
No TV, nothing.
And just atrophy?
Well, this is a study on the effects of microgravity. So I assume you can watch a TV.
Oh, good. Yeah, you got that stuff, don't you?
Yeah, you just can't move.
Your body could be shot.
Yes.
To come back from that would be tough. How much?
Do you have to be like in a prone position at all times?
Flat on your back, 2 months, period.
Well, there's bed sores.
Yeah,
they probably roll you over, though, right?
I don't know.
Well, you'd have to mount a TV on the ceiling then.
Well, you better see TV, but it's $9,000 a month, 18 grand for 2 months.
Yes.
Taxes off that, though, you're screwed.
Well,
that.
This is France.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know what kind of taxes they have there.
Yes, yeah, true.
That scientists, would get uncomfortable.
Morons at the Institute for Space Medicine and Physiology are recruiting healthy young men for this 60-day experiment.
That's a long time, man. You think that's cool.
They want to find ways.
Third day, oh, my God, this sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that they would have to IV some drugs into your.
Well,
ass.
Yeah, they're going to be something where you stay healthy. You are going to atrophy though. Your muscles will. You'll be sore.
Oh, yeah,
you'll but be sore for a while.
Of course they will.
Yeah, but
think
I still want to be shot up with
morphine. How much you roll around just in the middle of the night?
Well, I think you just mean they're not going to strap you down. This means you just have
this
to lay down.
Lie flat on your back.
Back.
Yeah,
okay, but
on your back.
Can the bed be angled a little bit?
I can't answer that.
So you can see the TV and read or what have you.
I can't answer that. But they can put the TV or read right, you know, on your gourd if they have to.
But if your muscles atrophy for a couple of months, it takes a long time for them to come back.
They are finding ways to counter the effects of long-term weightlessness in space. So they want to ship you off to Mars, and they want to figure out the best way to do it.
You ship me off to Uranus, Craig.
Damn it, I missed that.
And I'll be prone for a while.
You know, it's so obvious, and I missed it. You know how sometimes you just kick yourself?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
You put it up on the T there. Sorry.
I did.
Yeah, it's easier to access Uranus or get to Uranus if he's flat on his belly.
Right.
It is, and that's how I sleep.
That'd
you
be his
range.
Right.
Flat on his back, it's not impossible.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a little easier if he's flat on his belly.
Neil Gorsuch is officially a member of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Get your abortions now. You should be able to bank a few, I think.
Okay. This I don't get.
What?
Gorsuch was sworn in during a private ceremony at the Supreme Court. Okay?
Yep.
Is that always a private ceremony?
And then later on, he's going to take the oath of office again at a public ceremony. At the White House.
Is this unprecedented?
Well,
No, they do this, but it makes no sense to me. You're either in or you're not.
Right.
I don't need a fake wedding.
Well, they want a fake wedding because it's a Trump, I won this battle.
Well, they do this for everybody.
I know that, but they always do it because they want public to cover it.
Well, then don't do a private one. Do it once.
Yeah, not necessary.
No, twice is not necessary. Do it once. Film it, tape it, whatever they whatever those newfangled machines do these days.
They mess with everything to get them there.
And
they stole a pick from the Democrats. Nuclear option. I saw McCain this weekend, who was against the nuclear option, but voted for it.
Well.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Because he was on, I forget what show it was, we were on vacation, the end of Morning Joe. He goes, this is really bad for the Senate. The Senate's supposed to be a nonpartisan place. And nobody hammered him. Then why'd you vote for it?
Who said the Senate's supposed to be a nonpartisan?
Well, the reason it's 60 votes is that reason.
Yeah, the Senate's crap.
Everybody said that.
Everybody's saying that. Yeah. They've always said the Senate is, well, it's not nonpartisan, but they try to, it's a lot more or less partisan than actually House, because you represent two guys from each state.
Sure.
So 60 votes kept it nonpartisan.
But I think the last
time. Didn't matter, no.
Right.
We didn't even have any partisanship during the Bush era. Maybe during Clinton's era, we had some partisanship.
Right. Oh, no.
Long by the wayside. That went away a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, of course it did.
So don't tell me about
it. Screw this guy.
How come we're so partisan now? Hell, we've been that way for decades.
Right. I blame the internet.
Yep. I believe pot-smoking Trump fan. That's why I blame.
Well, here's the thing, though. Before the interwebs.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The politicians could make their deals.
Yes.
That we would never find out about.
Right.
And stuff would get passed. People would get a bridge.
Right.
And we moved on. We can't do that anymore because every little thing is scrutinized.
Yep.
I don't get this. Charges being filed in New York against a stroller thief who returned to the scene of the crime. Police in Brooklyn say Jonathan Rios swiped a stroller worth $1,000.
That's why. Those things are expensive.
Yeah, so on Shameless, there was an episode of that. The teenage daughter had a kid and just saw real expensive stroller in one of the parks in Chicago and just took it.
The owner says he only left it outside for a few minutes, but it quickly vanished.
That's why you don't get a $1,000 stroller.
Rios.
Hang on here.
That's why you lock him
Rios
up.
Rios reappeared at the scene of the crime a little later for some reason, and they said, oh, that's the dude. And they took him into custody.
We got this guy, Bizarre Foods,
oh.
Delicious Destinations, the new season next week.
Yeah, a week from
one of our favorite
tomorrow.
Guests on the program.
The well-traveled Andrew Zimmern joins us again. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up with you guys? There must be some kind of mistake. I thought I filed a restraining order against you.
This guy's always giving me crap. I love him.
Perhaps
hold on. Let me get legal off the phone.
We've been known to violate those.
Andrew, I want to ask you this real quick. Craig just described some.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
Do you want to know something? Restraining orders are like safe words. The
yes.
fun is not using them.
Okay, Craig, our news guy, Craig, did a story. They just discovered this brand new spider in California. It's a nasty-looking thing. What part of the world, and have you ever eaten a big old hairy spider?
And are they full of protein? Are they good in a, survival situation?
If you ever eat one, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of spiders that are very dangerous, and you have to be really, really careful when you eat them. However, I have eaten tarantulas whose spread, if you sort of flatten them out, eclipses a 10-inch dinner plate. I think in our Cambodia show, we actually put one on my head whose legs droop down to my ears. Now, the fun in tarantulas, and I think tarantulas are the tastiest of all the spiders. they're very easy to root out of their burrows. They live underground. You have to defang them, which is really simple because the fangs are just to eat. There's no poison in the fang,
right,
which is something that most people don't know. The poison in a tarantula is in the microfiber-like hairs that cover its body. They're like tiny little quills, and it can secrete a poison into those hairs, and then when anything touches it, the hairs get stuck behind, and it can cause a nasty rash or an infection in a human being. But obviously kill other small animals that the spider then eats. So the trick to tarantula cooking is to twice cook it, usually deep fried so that all the hair is eliminated, and then you can dry them, and you can, big ones, cut them up, smaller ones leave whole, and actually walk toss them as you would any protein. They are fantastic, and when they're fresh, when you separate the legs, there's actually white meat inside of there, much like a crab.
All right.
The problem for most people, and you know I love educating the public,
right,
is that eating all those bugs in night markets in cities in Asia is something that is to be avoided at all costs. There's no easier way to get sick because the bugs are old. They are prepared in the countryside. They are brought in, and with this onslaught of sort of like culinary daredevilism, which I blame on myself and a handful of other people on TV that show, you know, I mean,
you take the blame.
We ruined a lot of stuff for a lot of people. But everybody wants to run into the, you know, the night market in Taiwan or the, you know, the.
They want to be you. They want to be you. They want to be you on the road.
Or Bangkok, and they want to get the picture for Instagram, and then they eat it. Then they wonder what all the fuss is about. Only eat those types of things, bugs, snakes, et cetera, when you see the source. I mean, it's kind of like sending someone to the fish store, you know, in modern-day America. If the person behind the counter can't tell you where the fish is from, you know, and who caught it, don't buy it.
Andrew Zimmer with us, Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations. Where do you head this season?
Oh, my God. I was just telling someone earlier, we made 102 of them, I think, in the last 12 or 14 months. I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Go ahead.
Circled the world. Well, no, we circled the world three or four times.
Man.
I mean, it's just an absolutely awesome year that kicks off on April 18th. And I think it's a doubleheader, both 9 and 9:30. Delicious Destinations is a great companion piece to Bizarre Foods because it's loaded with rock-solid recommender information, not about where the best, you know, taco truck is in Mexico City,
right,
but, you know, what foods you should eat when you're in a given place, along with sometimes a pretty good recommendation on where to have it.
Now, you bring up the fish thing. I've been reading a lot about the fish that you order in a restaurant may not be the fish that you've actually ordered because things like snapper look similar to a lot of other easier harvest and cheaper fish. How do you get around
that? What do you mean may not?
Oh, you mean it isn't.
Do not soft sell this. I don't think there is a bigger place in the food world where the switcheroos take place, very illegal, by the way, than with seafood, followed very closely by the, you know, prime versus choice, wet, dry age debacle. You know, just because I buy some crappy choice wet age meat and I hang it on a hook in my refrigerator for a couple days doesn't turn it into dry age prime.
So what kind of,
by the same token, there's, you know, over 274 species of reef fish that are similar around the world to, you know, quote unquote, the more famous red snapper, although that fish usually grows to a much bigger size than to be served whole. Fish for one, fish for two, or fillet fish that's cut into portions has more illegality going on with it than you would realize.
How do we know we're getting? How do we know we're getting a real snapper?
You don't know?
No, we're asking you, Andrew.
Wow, you have a much bigger problem than I thought, my friend.
Now, are your taste buds discerning enough?
Oh, we're talking about the...
No, that's not what I was talking about. Yeah.
Here's the deal. You have to trust your resources. I mean, it's like people who are buying sushi in the supermarket.
Right.
That's great. I defend everyone's right to eat what they want. But that has, you know, as much in common with the real Japanese tradition of eating fish with vinegared rice as my, you know, dangling in front of your mouth makes me your microphone.
All right. Where's my safe word now, Andrew? That was kind of weird.
Don't use it.
Is it good to be suspicious
But here's the serious food point. I trust, and it does not have to be a fancy restaurant. It does not have to be a fancy fish store.
Right.
But you have to trust the people you're buying seafood from and trust the people that you're eating seafood from. I was just editing the final episode of the season last night where we go to Baja. And we were in Ensenada, and we went to a small little fish cart called El Guero. And they make seafood tostadas, seafood cocktails, and raw shellfish platters. And they serve about 2,000 people a day from a four-sided cart that's about 6 by 6 by 6 by 6. And every hour or so, their runners come up from the docks, which are like, I don't know, two blocks away. You can see them hustling these buckets of oysters and live scallops and chocolata clams and sea snail, all these incredible seafood from their boats that have just gone out that morning, and they store their product in refrigeration on the boat.
How do I know I'm getting a real clam?
Well, because they open it up in front of you, and you can see it.
There you go.
That's real clam.
And so that's the key.
Andrew Zimmerman, Delicious Destinations, Bizarre Foods, of course. Next week, brand new season. Restraining order, back up. We'll talk soon, all right?
You want to know something? With you guys, there is no restraining order. I was just kidding, and the world should know that the love between us is the kind of love everyone should have.
Yes. And if there ever is a restraining order, one way or the other, we're both going to ignore it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Thank right. you, Andrew.
Correct.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.
I like that dude. Funny guy. Good show, too. But I'm not eating a tarantula, you know?
Certainly not the one the size of your head.
No. Damn right.
Good Lord.
No, I know. It's just something I would avoid.
You know, he's the kind of guy that always
he tries everything, man.
To be enjoying what he's doing. It never seems like when you're watching him that this is a chore and he
nope.
just wants to go home.
No. Nope.
How would you not enjoy that job?
Yeah. Traveling. Still a lot of work.
Hold on.
There's also editing.
Yeah.
You know?
That part.
You got bad parts where you're just saying, yeah. But we can't edit this. And we're not enjoying half the time we're here.
I see a lot of traveling guy shows where you can sense that this is becoming kind of a chore.
He does seem pretty happy.
Yes.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.